Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
All right, Michelle. As we age, that's code for we're over 50 or even 60.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah. And as women, right, things change.
Yeah, what happens? Yeah,
things
sure
change
do.
Up. And,
sure
you know,
do.
In terms of making ourselves look good and trying to stay attractive and just optimizing our own beauty, well, sometimes it seems like Mission Impossible, and somebody disagrees with us, and that is Cindy Joseph, who
I'm
is
so
the
glad.
Founder of Boom. And Boom, well, I'm going to let her describe Boom and her amazing story, because when Michelle and I looked at your website, Cindy, and we got the whole scoop on your background, it was amazing. So,
was.
Cindy, welcome to Her Radio. Tell us, what is Boom and why'd you create it?
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on the show. And Boom is the sound of a revolution. And this is the pro-age revolution.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
It takes power, right? Well,
right.
It all started back when I was, I had just finished 15 years of modeling. Not finished, but, you know, continuing. And before that, I did makeup for 25 years on all the fashion models and celebrities of the time. And having been a woman my entire life, then been a makeup artist, now a model, I got approached a lot on the street by women who were highly impressed that I had silver hair and I was modeling. And I got so much attention, not just from women in their 50s, 60s, and older, but young women who were very enthusiastic to see a happy, healthy woman selling jewelry and perfume and all the fun things women like to enjoy. It gave them hope. It gave them the idea that their future was holding something positive instead of something negative. So the whole thing just hit me. It's like, what is going on here? Our country has hit an absolute crescendo of ageism.
Yes.
You know, we grow up dreading the
day
we turn
30
because... Yeah, we think after 30, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah,
it already
somehow
did.
Somehow, something's due.
Lots of bad things happen.
Things move south.
Well, the cool thing is anybody over 30 can look back and say, I remember that moment, and I remember finding out that life got better. And if you really interview people who are over 30... and reaching towards 100, all the ages in between, they can tell you life does not stop, passion does not stop, feelings don't stop. You don't get worse. You actually get better because you
Well, I'm impatient, Cindy. I want to know about Boom.
That's what happens when you
Everyone out there wants to know Boom. Tell us how Boom fits
into
this. Oh, my
gosh, you're adorable. Thank you for getting me back on track. When I start talking about ageism and pro-age, I just go off.
All right, tell us about Boom.
Okay, Boom by Cindy Joseph is the first pro-age cosmetic line, and I came up with the idea. I thought, okay, boomers need to be seen, too, and women are tired of being told they have to look younger than they are and they have to hide the age that they are. And so I decided to create this cosmetic line, very simple, very pared down, to the point, because by the time you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you've pretty much got it figured out what your routine is, and you don't want to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror unless that's your pleasure and it's just a fun thing to do. So there, I have three little multitaskers and a wonderful line of skincare that's 100% clean, pure, and empty of any emulsifiers, binders, et cetera, because now we've become all very conscious of that.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. What did you mean by a multitasker?
I know what she means by it.
Okay.
I know what
you mean by it.
Smarty pants. But Cindy, I want you to talk about this because this is really critical with women who are aging and how they wear their makeup. And this is exactly why you created the line, right?
Well, I created it for multiple reasons. And one is because there's never been a cosmetic line that says you're right the way you are. You're the right shape, the right size. I loved your previous show. I heard part of it. It's a wonderful topic. Talking about how, you know, our women's self-esteem starts getting bombarded at such a young age because we're hit with all these images. So that was a really important part. You know, you are the right size, you are the right shape, you are the right age. Let's celebrate it. Instead of hiding it, let's bring it out and make it look as healthy and happy and as beautiful as ever.
Well, and that's what
we
should do with the product.
I'm going to be a devil's advocate. The devil's advocate is I saw pictures of you, and everyone out there, you know, is going to see pictures of you if they go to your wonderful website, which is, you know, boombycindyjoseph.com. You're gorgeous, all right? You're in your 60s, your early 60s.
Naturally
and you've got
gorgeous.
This long. You probably, everyone out there has probably seen her. She's got that gorgeous gray hair. By the way, when you went gray, it was the best. And it's that silvery kind of gray, and I know you use extensions to kind of make it because you made a big deal about it in one of your blogs or something.
Right.
I mean, but you're gorgeous. Everyone will look at you and go, okay, that's easy for her to say, but what about me who's wall-to-wall flaws?
Well, honey, when they take pictures of me, they spend a lot of time making me look as good as I possibly can in the parameters of the American beauty ethic. So you're not allowed, you can have a few wrinkles around your eyes, but not too many. They retouch my wrinkles. I have actually seen a picture of myself in a catalog and wasn't quite sure it was me at first. I've had to show it to a friend and go, is this me? And then
can I have the name of your makeup people for that shoot?
Yeah, really.
Was it being a good way or a bad way is the question.
I have a video blog called Saturdays with Cindy, and one of the episodes, you can go back in the archives and look at it. It sounds like you did some research there. And it's about going naked. It's about
I saw
a
that
week
one.
Or two and
I
not wearing
it,
any makeup at all so you can start falling in love with your features again, because we get so used to seeing ourselves, you know, polished and groomed and
exactly.
You know, made up to the nines. And I'm not telling women don't dye your hair and don't, you know, wear a lot of makeup. If it's your pleasure, I just say pay attention to what's motivating you. If you are doing that because it's a blast and you're getting a kick out of it and you're doing it out of fun and pleasure, I say go for it. You know, purple mohawk, you know, eyeliner, fake eyelashes, whatever you want. But if you're
doing
that...
Oh, that's Michelle right there. She's got her purple stuff on right now.
There you go.
And curls in
well,
my
you
hair.
Know, you know, I, really? One of the things I... if you go to boombycindyjoseph.com, what you're going to find is some incredibly simple makeup items.
Yes.
And that multi-tasker...
Yeah.
Well, actually, the multitasker is great. You could use
that's
it for
great.
All kinds of things, your lips, your cheeks, you know. And that's all great because you want to keep things very simple and everything. But I'm noticing that it's, this is a trend, and Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, too. I think women are going for less and less makeup these days, and I think that they're just going for more of a natural look. And I think that this is something that you could really pick up when you go to boombycindyjoseph.com, which I highly recommend everybody do because you're going to learn a lot. We want to thank you, Cindy, for being on her radio and for helping us understand your amazing journey in your company. Boom. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Hey, Cindy, thanks to you for creating your company and, you know, following your dreams. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Stay well.